And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, October the 20th, 2011. It's the birthday of Monica Ali, born in Dhaka, Bangladesh, 1967, English mother, Bangladeshi father. Family moved to England when she was a small child. She liked to write, but finally found the push that she needed when her grandfather died. She said, "There's something galvanizing about a funeral. I felt the need to not put things off any longer." That book that she wrote, her first novel, Brick Lane, was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize, later made into a film. She was named one of Granta Magazine's Best of Young British Novelists. Latest novel is Untold Story. It's the birthday of the poet Arthur Rimbaud, born in Charleville, France, 1854, wrote all of his poetry in the space of less than 5 years, from the age of 15 to the age of 20. Rimbaud, who experienced a form of synesthesia, a neurological condition in which sensory wires are crossed in the brain, stimuli like sounds or smells provoke an experience of color. Rimbaud seems to have experienced the most common form, grapheme color synesthesia, in which letters or numbers are perceived as having color. It's the birthday of Robert Pinsky, born Long Branch, New Jersey, 1940. Author of 19 books, poetry collections, and a collection of essays entitled Thousands of Broadways, Dreams and Nightmares of the American Small Town. Once asked how he got started as a poet, Robert Pinsky said, "Whatever makes a child want to glue macaroni on a paper plate and paint the assemblage and see it on the refrigerator, that has always been strong in me." It was on this date in 1967, two men, Roger Patterson and Robert Gimlin, living near Yakima, Washington, claimed to have captured Bigfoot, Sasquatch, the abominable snowman, on film. Most scientists who've seen it say that it's real footage of a human in a Bigfoot suit. Patterson died of lymphoma in 1972, maintained until the end that the film was no hoax. But years later, a costume maker named Philip Morris came forward and said that Patterson had ordered a large ape suit from him, and a man named Bob Hieronymus said that Patterson offered him $1,000 to wear the suit to make the movie. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear, Busboy. Oh, teenage busboy of the summer dusk, lugging your gray tub of swill, bathed in slop and ooze and bits of spaghetti in the alley behind the Applebee's. Hate me, if you will, as I pass by in my tennis shorts and Obama T-shirt with a vibrant, dark-haired woman on my way to watch Game 3 of the NBA Finals at our local microbrewery. Hate me, but you cannot know that I once labored, as you do now, at a Big Boy in Riverside, California, elbow deep in the very same lumpish goop and ooze. Like you, I was of the slime of alleys, of the same immemorial cigarette butts and rotting cottage cheese. And like you, I dreamed of a certain waitress and of driving a fork into the forehead of the night manager and of spitting in the soup of plump, complacent, well-dressed diners who snapped their fingers at me. But most of all, I dreamed of being clean and cool and never, ever again slogging through the world's filth and stink, which is something I have achieved, as must be perfectly obvious to you." A poem by George Bilgear, Busboy. Used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.